And so you mentioned that the calls for service have gone up. So did I read it was like 400 some such calls like that relate to mental health in some way, some mental illness in some way?
Well, yeah, still to be determined what that number is at the end of the year. It looks like in the off seasons it's around 35, 40 a month. Last month was, I think, around 55 calls involving either, mental health, welfare checks, detoxes, some other substance abuse.
Is that
So
the majority of the calls for services?
it's a mixture. It's a mixture. I'd say the majority is more alcohol related detoxing. Fairly significant homeless response to.
Right. So this is a expenditure of $100,000 to just see if this works.
Essentially, yes, it's an experiment and it's a termed position, so it's only been approved for a year. We have a bunch of measurements that we're going to try and take to analyze how effective it is. I'm not sure on whether we'll get good data fairly quickly. I mean, I would say it'd probably take longer than 6 months to do that. So it's going to be a little bit of an expedition to see how effective it is.
What was the conversation in the department that you had or with others prior to going to council with this concept?
It's been a fairly top-down process, actually. It's of recognizing this gap. Letting folks know within the department, look, we think we can figure out a way to give you more support on these calls. I mean, as is evidenced by the interest shown with the officers themselves in wanting to take this role on, very supportive, and hopefully it will be effective.
Right. Do you know of other police departments that have this type of position?
No. It seems to be a fairly unique position. Now, there are other models that are out there and that are effective and that we may morph into. So you would have a team of, say, a police officer, a crisis mental health crisis worker, and a medic act as a team and respond to these calls for service. It's a possibility we might morph into something like that. There's a bigger picture discussion going on at the moment about all of these services and how do we provide our community to them.
Shouldn't every officer be able to, be equipped in dealing with somebody who's not stable mentally? And I think about this because I was just on the 16th Street Mall
Right.
and how those officers have to handle people who are completely
Right.
not of sound mind.
Yeah, very challenging situations, not a sort of traditional, police skill set. So yeah, in this day and age, police officers, I think, should be trained up more to deal with these situations. And hopefully communities will catch up and provide, non-law enforcement related people to deal with these issues as well, because, there's that, appearance of the police dealing with health issues that doesn't feel good a lot of the time.
Can you give me a scenario, a recent interaction an officer had with somebody to kind of give the listener an idea of what these guys are dealing with or these women are dealing with out there on the street?
I'll give you a fairly a low-key kind of example. In the last week, we've been fielding calls from concerned citizens about an individual who has been out in the Meralt open space, who has been you'll go out there and see him walking around and talking to himself fairly loudly, and that has people are worried about that. So we've contacted the individual a couple of times, and he's just out there preaching out loud. But it's that dealing with that discomfort level, but also helping people understand that on some level that's okay. This person is in public space; he is able to exercise his free speech rights, and he's not affecting anyone. He's not, harassing anyone. So there's this tolerance component that, as a society, we'll, I think, need to start looking at a little bit too.
Right. So, and what can an officer do
Right. What does an
other
offer? Yeah.
than go
Yeah.
there, make contact with
Make
the
contact.
individual,
Yeah.
and then say to the reporting party, we've
That
done our
individual
job?
seems safe and doesn't seem to be a a threat or a concern to anyone. And so move on. Yeah.
Do you think this is happening, the calls for service and this type of behavior is reflective of a demographic that's changing in our valley, that we are more transient, that we're not as isolated as we once were or feel like we are?
Well, it's an interesting observation. I wonder if it's two things. One, that given whether the legalization of marijuana has pulled more people into the state, may over time, be proven to be an effect or a cause and effects, series of cause and effects. The other thing is I just wonder about the fear level in society. People just seem to be a bit more scared and a bit more worried and a bit less tolerant and a bit less understanding.
And so this new position, the specific training they would have, would it be beyond what you're already going to have your officers doing?
I think so, yeah, with this certified addiction counselor component as well. And then we'll have to feel it out a bit and see where are the gaps, what do we need to focus on. I just don't know the answer to that yet.
Right. Yeah, it's an experiment.
Experiment, yeah.
What do you think about Sheriff DeSalvo's comment made in the newspaper regarding this new position in your department about what we really need is a central mental health agency, and that all these little pocket nonprofits or agencies, they're not getting enough funding? And would that, do you see that as something that would totally help, or would it just be a band-aid on the problem?
I think it is something that could help. It's a model that's being, I think in Douglas County, they have a similar model. And I know that currently Health and Human Services with Pitkin County are looking into those kind of models. So, yeah, it would simplify things. And we'd have one place to go, one point of contact. It would definitely maybe make life easier in terms of knowing where to go for a set of resources. Now, whether the community is willing to fund that, pay for the staffing, I get the sense that this community would. We're progressive, we care, we want to help. So hopefully in a couple of years we might see a transition to some model like that.
Well, and then that's where the tolerance comes in.
Right.
Because, like what he said was, if we just gave the same amount of money like we do to the arts.
Right. What do we value as a community? It's what it comes down to. And if we really care about our kids and our senior citizens and the people with mental health challenges, then, we should put our money where our mouths are.
And the substance abuse aspect of all of this, I mean, there are plenty of calls for service where you are dealing with individuals who are intoxicated, and that's part of the mental health component.
It can be, yeah. It can be separate altogether and still a very significant issue for the community. It's as we were talking earlier, you mentioned, we're a place where people like to come and relax and have a good time. At the same time, there can be consequences to that we're faced with dealing with. And fortunately, we have a good detox setup at the moment. Could it be improved? Yes, of course it could. But it's seems to be working very well. So you have these dichotomies in our community that we need to spend a bit of time on.
And that detox center was in jeopardy of closing.
It was for a short while, but really, I expected the community to step up, and it has. So if we didn't have a detox facility, the possibility is that we'd be detoxing in jail, which, as we've all talked about forever, is just the wrong place and the wrong thing to do.
Right. I think this is what we're talking about is a microcosm of what's happening on a national level and maybe even globally. I mean, I feel like people are becoming unhinged more than in what we know. And maybe that's just because we have access to information.
Right. Maybe we're paying attention more. Maybe we're talking about it more. Maybe we used to, shut people away as we did used to do and not talk about it. So good, bad, difficult to say whether it's one way or the other, but at least, problems are being recognized and we're starting to get people some help that they need. Whether it's enough, we'll all question that.
But right. When do you hope to have this position in place?
I'd say by the end of January. Okay. Or sooner. Yeah.
So you're looking internally and also regionally and nationally, or
no, just internally at the moment.
Okay.
I think we've got good candidates that have already shown their commitment to our philosophy on policing. You know, the community engagement and the caring and the empathy. They already have some of the training that's required. So I'm hoping it'll be a pretty quick transition.
And then we hire another officer to replace that?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Hopefully, if nothing else, it'll give us some more information to inform the bigger discussion.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.